insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with His mercy and blessings and understanding in more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود.
We've been discussing verse 124, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the issue of leadership in imamate, in which He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. And when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words and he fulfilled them, قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. He said, I am making you the imam of the people. قال ومن ذريتي, said he, and from among my descendants, قال لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. He said, my pledge does not extend to the unjust. We're discussing the meaning of this verse and what it entails and some of the very important fundamental points of belief that we can take from this verse. As we explained in the previous session, we understand from this verse that the concept of imamate and leadership is it transcends religions, and it's not only something that pertains to the religion of Islam. It is something that we take from Prophet Ibrahim and from some of his children as well. We explained that very briefly that this verse is telling us Prophet Ibrahim, after being a Rasul, after being the messenger of God, was tested in what is referred to in the verse as kalimat, the words, were the events that took place. We explain how that is a metaphor in what takes place in this universe. These are events that took place, the purpose of which was to test Prophet Ibrahim, and he fulfilled them, and he passed those tests very well, which enabled him to reach the level of imamat and leadership for mankind. That tells us that an imam, a leader, in the words of the Holy Quran, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as an imam, is above the level of a rasul, which a rasul is also above the level of a nabi. And therefore, whoever is an imam is at a higher rank in spirituality than someone that is only at the level of risala. We explain that since our prophet is also an imam, although we do not refer to him with that title, we refer to him as Rasulullah, but it is a fact that the Holy Prophet is an imam in this sense, because we very clearly know our Prophet, Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of the prophets, the highest ranking prophet and messenger throughout time, is above Prophet, the level of Prophet Ibrahim. And therefore, if Prophet Ibrahim was at the spiritual level of an imam and he had that responsibility, our Prophet most definitely also has that same rank and even above that. After explaining that, we understand that Our imams, although they are imams in this sense, they are not above the level of our prophet, but we do believe that they are above the level of other prophets. The last question that we mentioned regarding this belief that we understand from this verse is that if the level of prophethood is below the level of imamate, and a messenger is not at the same level of an imam, and if someone is an imam, they are above the level of risala and being a messenger, then does that entail that we believe our imams, which we explain this verse, the concept of imamate that is explained in this verse also refers to the same concept of imamate that we believe about our 12 imams. Does that mean that we believe our imams are also prophets or messengers? And we explain that it does not. We didn't finish that explanation, which was very briefly we were trying to explain that there are two aspects to a Rasul and a Nabi and an Imam. One aspect is the aspect of the spiritual capacity, and the other issue is the aspect of the responsibility. We explained that the aspect of the spiritual capacity is what we are referring to, that the Imam definitely has got the capacity of a Rasul, and even beyond that, the Imam has. But we do not have any Rasul or any Nabi, any messenger, any prophet after our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We do not believe any of our Imams are prophets. That means that although the spiritual capacity is there, the responsibility of Nubuwwah, the responsibility of Risalah is not there for our Imams. In other words, the Imams, although we do believe very clearly through our narrations that the Imams are spoken to by angels, they do receive that type of, and I emphasize, that type of revelation, but not the type of revelation that would mean another religion. We do believe that our Imams are spoken to by angels, not only our Imams, but Hadrat Fatima, salamullahi alayha, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, is muhaddatha in our narrations. She is spoken to by an angel, and there is a book that's with our Imams. We have very clearly in our narrations that is called Mushafu Fatima, the book of Fatima, which the Imams used to refer to. It contains the events and the major events that will take effect until the end of time. Prophet, the angel Jibra'il came to Hadrat Fatima salamullahi alayha, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, after the Prophet passed away, and he spoke to her and gave this information. And Hadrat Fatima salamullahi alayha would say it, and Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi would write that down. We do believe that our Imams are spoken to by the angels, but we do not believe that they are prophets, that they are receiving special revelation for their own guidance. Special revelation in the sense that a message that did not exist in the message of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would have to receive that in order to be guided. They don't have that. The Rasul, the responsibility of Risala, giving such message to the people, because there is no such message. The message that they received was the same thing that was given to the Prophet. They received the teachings of the Prophet. The Prophet gave them those teachings. So what they have in terms of teachings and what the message of guidance is the message that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to all of mankind, including the Imams. So there is no new message. The spiritual capacity is there, that if there was need for such a message, they would have received it, but there is no need for that. The religion of Islam is the complete religion until the end of time. There is no need for such a message. Therefore, our Imams do not need to receive such a message. So there is no wahy in that sense. There's no revelation of a new message that was needed and before at the time of the Prophet, it was not revealed. No, all the revelation that was necessary for the guidance of mankind until the end of time was revealed to our Holy Prophet. The Imams having that message and having full knowledge, and no one else has got full knowledge of that message, 100%, every single detail of that message. The only ones that have it completely and fully without any flaw are our imams. They have full knowledge of that message. The responsibility that they have is the responsibility of an imam. Using the message of the Prophet, they will help the people. They won't only explain the instructions that are given in the message of the Prophet. They won't only do that. They will actually take people when they are ready. They will help people reach those spiritual levels. We explained that that is the difference between a Rasul and an Imam. A Rasul has got the responsibility of conveying a message. That's the responsibility. There are instructions. These are what you need to believe in. These are the realities about the universe. You need to believe in these. And these are the instructions how to purify yourselves. These are the things you need to stay away from, and these are the things that you need to perform in order to get there. This was the responsibility of a Rasul. But an Imam is not only going to let it stay at that level, and we said that our Imams are going to explain and give the message that the Prophet, the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So they're not only going to preach that, they will actually help people get to the destination that they are supposed to get to. We explained the example, if you remember, that if someone wants to go from point A to point B, there's two ways to help them out. One way, which is a lower level, is just to give instructions. You take the first left, then the second light, you take another left, and then you give the house number or whatever the location that they're looking for, is giving the instructions how to get there. This is one way to help them out. A higher level and a better way is not just to give them instructions, you give them a map and you go along with them. Look here, take a left turn, now take a right turn, and you make sure they arrive at that destination. So the imams, using the message of the Holy Prophet, will help people reach the destination that they're supposed to reach. So briefly, as a summary, an overview of what we just mentioned, we said the spiritual capacity of an imam and our imams is above those prophets that were only messengers and not imams themselves. Okay, so our prophet, which was an imam, is not meant, so the imams are not above our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, that does not entail that we believe that the imams are prophets and rusul and messengers as well. No, they only have the spiritual capacity that's above that, but they have not received any new message that was not revealed to our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. There's one last point about the verse, and that is the issue of what is termed as the infallibility of an imam and the prophets, which we will inshallah try to explain very briefly in the following session. So please join us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.